Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Washington would be after that. 48-49. I didn't realize this. Wow. You know, you learn something new every day.
I've heard that.
The Bullets were the Capitals before they were the Bullets. Is that right? Or is this a typo on a story that I'm reading?
It's a typo.
It's definitely a typo. Okay, I'm not insane.
They were what originally? Well, I shouldn't say originally.
Before what was Washington?
They were the Baltimore Bullets.
Yeah, Baltimore. Yeah, but
then
so now.
Then they were the.
I'm just looking at this on an ESPN story.
Then they were the Washington Bullets. Then I think they were the Capital Bullets. And then became the Washington Wizards.
Correct. So that, and I looked at this and I'm reading this ESPN story and it's like Washington Capitals 15-0, and then I'm like, well, wait, maybe the Capitals did that to start a hockey season, but this is an NBA thing. So unless the Capitals have joined the NBA, that's 48. That would be just Washington. So
weren't they the Capital Bullets? I believe at one point.
Oh, maybe that's what they were. Could they have been that in 48-49?
I don't know.
All right. Anyway, Washington sitting there. They've got the third longest, tied for the second longest streak at 15. And then it's amazing to think that Golden State rattled off 24 in a row in that 15-16 season. So, you're within reach of having the second longest streak in NBA history to start a season. 13-0. If you can get to 15-0, you tie it. And if you get to 16-0, you sit alone in second. How important is that, Jeff? How important is this streak? It's
a
fun mark on the year.
It's important for this reason. Those are in the win column and they're not coming out.
Right.
And, you know, the more you win now, the less in theory you have to win for a playoff spot later. Now, the one thing about it is, and the NBA is a long season.
Mm-hmm.
You get ready for a ding, Dan. I was at the All-Star game in Houston years ago.
Ding.
And it was a different world then, but the Cavs were hot. I'm in the Eastern Conference locker room talking to guys, and there's like nobody in there. And I was able to talk to some of these guys. Oh, no, the ding's coming up.
Oh.
And so I was interviewing Kevin McHale.
Ding!
There it was. And I asked Kevin McHale about, you know, the Cavs, because they were on fire and just going gangbusters.
Yeah.
And he said something that stuck with me to this day. He said, yeah, that's really good. All that really matters in the NBA is who's really playing well in late March and April. And I thought, okay, that's interesting. And he's right. If you figure it out in March and April and you're playing good basketball, you can beat anybody. And if you play really well in November and December and then kind of fall flat, as the Cavaliers did more often than we'd like to think under J.B. Bickerstaff, they started off well and then kind of plateaued a little bit.
Yep.
And then went into the playoffs, not maybe as primed as they could have been, though they improved every year in the playoffs under J.B. So that's the thing. It's great now. You're not taking those wins out of the win column. They'll help you for your playoff seeding. But if you're the higher seed and you're not playing as well, as the team that won 15 of its last 18 games to get into the playoffs, well, you could be in big trouble.
Somebody, I have a friend that keeps saying this to me all the time because I just think he's kind of a nervous Nelly.
Get off my lawn?
No, clean up. Not saying that either.
Is that it?
Yeah, no, it doesn't say that either. The Cavs need a loss. Do you ever need a loss?
Nope.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I'm not buying into that at all.
I'll bet you they get one at some point.
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, could they go undefeated through the regular season and the playoffs? Sure, why not? Someone's got to do it at some point, don't they?
No.
It is fun, man. I love watching this team play. I can't remember last time. Like last night, you know, we're talking about Thursday Night Football and how I couldn't make it awake, or I couldn't stay awake past halftime. I just kind of feel like, especially the way they're playing and how close some of these last couple games have been, it's must-see TV early on in NBA season. Because I'll be the first to tell you, and I used to drive you crazy when we first started this. I used to see you had smoke come out of your ears. I'd be like, it's an NBA game. You really don't need to watch until the last 2 minutes. Do you remember when you used to get really upset with me when I would say that?
Well, because I didn't like seeing my good friend Andy come off as so silly.
It wasn't silly at the time, and I still tend to agree with that sometimes. If you just watch the fourth quarter, you're in good shape. You're in good shape. But they're must-see TV the whole way through.
Are they?
Right now they are. It's just, it's fun. It's fun. And, you know,
well, they're playing a really entertaining style of basketball. The ball doesn't stick very often. You have guys who know what to do with it. Again, I mentioned yesterday the nitpick. Just make sure you get, you know, keep getting Evan Mobley shots. Keep moving the ball. Don't become the two ball dominant guard offense again. And I don't know that they will. I do think in the last couple of games it's been a little bit of a concern.
They've scored more than 110 points in all but two of these games too. I mean, they're putting points on the board. They get hot. They stay hot. It's not. I'm glad he's on our team because he would probably drive me crazy if he was playing for somebody else. Donovan Mitchell has an arrogance to him when he is hot that is so enjoyable when he's on your team.
Have you not watched the NBA?
No,
the
I know,
last,
but he just
in the last couple of decades.
I'm going back to. I'm trying to remember what game it was.
Anybody who's hot for any period of time in the NBA exudes arrogance on the court.
And do you enjoy that or not?
My name is.
Do you?
I didn't say every player in the league.
I'm just saying. But it's just so. It's one of those things that when it's somebody on another team, you just want to punch them in the face. Every time the Browns defense, when you're down 21 points, decides they're going to celebrate and do a sack dance and decide that is the right time to celebrate, I'm like, oh, man. Just look at the scoreboard. Why are we celebrating? What are we doing? What do we just get back in the huddle? Let's go. And so, like, when I see it, it's a major irritant. I think that's one of the reasons why I like Nick Chubb, too, so much. He just hands the football back to the ref, gets back, goes back, knows what he did, because it's a business trip, right? My journey to the end zone was a business trip, and I hope he has plenty of those for the rest of the season. But I just, when you watch Mitchell play and you see that, and you're like, I'm glad he's on my team. Glad he's on my team. Chicago tonight, Jeff, you know, they just played Chicago. They won that game 119-113.
Had to work at it.
Yeah, they had to work. Give me the advantage of being at home now in this situation against the same team you just played 2 days ago.
I know home court is a big deal in the NBA. You know it is a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get teams that come into town and play well. The Cavs have reached that point already where, okay, we're playing the Cavs tonight. Here's the A game. To quote Tiger Woods. By the way, did anybody ever say my A game before Tiger? I'm sure, but he's the one who popularized it. You're going to get the A game from most everybody. And you can be sure the Bulls are going to bring it. Bulls have a nice team. You know, there are a handful.
Do you think the Cavaliers brought their A game to Philadelphia the other night?
No.
I know. I didn't think so.
Well, you got the A game out of the Philadelphia benchwarmers.
Yes.
That's my point. The Cavs aren't bringing their A game. They don't have to. They're playing really well. But what the point is that the opponents are going to be ready for the Cavs every time they play, at least while the Cavs are this hot. I mean, the Cavs aren't going to sneak up on anybody. That's a great sign for your team.
Do you have an unsung hero on this team?
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I do, actually.
I have two.
It's Ty Jerome.
Oh, okay. I have one other. How's that sound?
I think I just love the idea that he, and he's got a history with Kenny Atkinson, you know, which a couple of other guys do. Caris LeVert might be my other unsung hero because he's not getting a whole
done.
Lot.
Done. Thanks for that.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah, you just answered
Sorry.
Both my questions. That's okay. Remember, I said there were two. So,
well, both of those guys, to me, Andy, have been unsung contributors who have stepped into their roles, haven't complained, and have really produced. And I love the idea that you can go to the bench and bring in a guy who... I keep this in mind. I'm not saying is a better player because I don't think that's the case, but might be a better point guard than Darius Garland. Darius is a better player, but you can go to Ty. Hey, we want this run. Go do this. Settle this down, and he can go in and do it for you. And that's nothing disparaging about Darius. But that says something about Ty and the role he can play on this team. You know, usually if your starting point guard goes out of the game, it's chaos. I think when it might even be a little bit, you tone down the chaos when you bring Ty Jerome into the game. I think that's pretty cool. And you know I've been fond of Caris LeVert since he was in Brooklyn playing for Kenny Atkinson. I think Caris is a fine NBA player, and he's done a really nice job.
Yeah, I agree with you on both, though. So it's kind of hard for me. Like I had like 5 pages of notes on mine. You took like 4.5.
I did them all, huh?
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate you. It's almost like you looked at my notes before class, and now you're still.
Trust me.
You may have to go in front of the honor council because you may have taken my notes on some of the stuff that we were talking about here. So I don't know. I always kind of look at those guys that don't get the headlines but are the backbone of success, and I just think both those guys. Although I do love the fact. I don't feel there's pressure on the winning streak because Kenny Atkinson's playing so many different guys. I'm just looking at minutes here. How many guys are averaging 20 minutes plus on this team? In fact, there's only four guys that aren't averaging 20 minutes.
What are there, 10 guys between like 31 minutes and 16 minutes a game? Really nice.
And Ty Jerome, 16, sorry. So, but most of those guys are like 18. And so, you know, Tristan Thompson is 5.2, Travers is 3.5, Craig Porter is 5.4, and then Jalen Tyson 5.0. So, like, when you look at long-term sustainability, like, I look at stuff like that. All these guys, how many guys are averaging more than 10 points a game? Like, how much does that help? Look at your rebounds. And, you know, everybody's contributing. How many guys are above 4 on the assist mark? Or above 3. Let's go above 3 even. Jerome is at 3.4. LeVert is 4.4. Garland, 6.5, I would say. Mitchell, 4.1. So when you look at just kind of the whole big picture as compared to just like, okay, one individual's doing this, Like, that's not where we are, you know? And so, I don't know. I like it, but I keep looking at this text going, they need to lose. They need to lose. And I can't stomach that. And then now I got an explanation why he feels like they need to lose. But we'll talk a little bit more about that.
Does he think they're getting a little flat right now, right?
Yeah, that they need to reset.
Yeah.
Can you see that?
Not yet.
Yeah, I don't see that yet either. I don't know. Do you? 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. Tim May joins us at 1. And, of course, you know, we'll have Kevin Stefanski's press conference coming up a little bit later in the show. Talking Cavs now.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.